Hi, this is Don Fleckinger, executive editor for Search CRM. I'm here on site in Orlando, Florida at Microsoft Ignite, their 25 to 30,000 strong user conference. And this is the Pipeline Podcast. I'm here today with Seth Patton, general manager for OneDrive, SharePoint, and Yammer. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Don. It's glad to be here.
Something that interests me covering SharePoint is, you know, compared to many products from Microsoft or from other software companies, especially in this era of cloud things that come and go or get renamed or get merged and acquired with other companies, SharePoint stuck around for as long as Tom Brady's been quarterback of the Patriots. So what's been the force driving its continued use and implementation?
Yeah, so SharePoint has a rich history, as you know, and it's started out as more of a server product focused on the problems of document management, collaboration, and intranets. And over the years, it turns out that content management and content collaboration and the pains that customers deal with, the problems they're trying to solve, have only grown if you think about just the amount of explosion of data, the ability for people to access information and content on mobile devices. What has made this space interesting is with the cloud comes things like AI and scale and capacity and the ability to actually have user experiences that are connected between SharePoint and the rest of Office 365 that didn't exist as much back in the server days. So a few years ago when we looked at the role of SharePoint and this problem of content collaboration, we really decided to double down on SharePoint, both the platform side of SharePoint as well as the user experiences, and reimagine it in as a core part of Office 365 and now Microsoft 365. So now SharePoint powers content collaboration in all of the applications in Office 365. So whether you're in Microsoft Teams, whether you're in Outlook, whether in Yammer, SharePoint is the content management that powers all of those experiences.
And how does SharePoint compete with Box, and how does OneDrive compete with Box? Sort of, and does SharePoint compete with OneDrive? Sort of sort that out for me.
Yeah, you know, we really try to focus more on the customer scenarios that they're trying to solve, and so we focus less on sort of what the competition is doing. But there are a lot of our customers who have used other third-party cloud storage providers, whether it's a Dropbox or Google Drive and Box, and they're really looking at wanting an integrated content management platform as part of Microsoft 365 instead of having to pay additionally for a third-party application. And so we've really focused on, in the world of file collaboration, making sure that OneDrive is the most simple and easy to use way to access all of your files and to collaborate on work in process documents and your store your personal documents, and then have SharePoint really be where all of your group repository of files are, both team files and organization files, and then make sure that the experiences between them are seamless. So the ability to do things like copy and move from a OneDrive work in process file to something that you want to share more broadly within SharePoint. And so I would say, you know, typically customers will equate a OneDrive to something more on the lines of Dropbox, whereas SharePoint brings in richer enterprise content management and workflow. But that role of SharePoint as the content management platform across Microsoft 365 ensures that regardless of whether you're accessing files in OneDrive or in any of the applications, you have a consistent set of security, compliance, and a user experience in terms of sharing.
So it might just be because I've been talking to SharePoint customers on the East Coast around Washington, D.C. or something, but it seems to me that SharePoint seems to have pretty heavy adoption in government, whether that's state, local, national, federal, and even other countries. But how would you describe the typical SharePoint customer nowadays? And if you say it's all things to everyone, I'm going to ask the question again.
Yeah. Well, just a little bit about growth. So in the last 3 years, SharePoint has grown faster than any other previous year. So we have now 400,000 organizations using SharePoint. In the last year alone, usage of SharePoint grew 70%. People now create 190,000 team sites every day, just to put it in perspective. The amount of content stored in SharePoint and OneDrive has grown 190% in just the last year. So if you think about, you know, in the period of time that SharePoint has been in existence, the last couple of years have been the fastest growing and the highest amount of growth. And a lot of that is because of the fact that it's providing the content management experience across all of the applications in Office 365 and Microsoft 365, whether that's personal file storage and collaboration to team collaboration with the Microsoft Teams, or sharing organizational knowledge through either Yammer or in the SharePoint intranet. So if you really think about the key use cases, it really is along those lines. Personal content collaboration, team collaboration along with workflow, whether it's in SharePoint or within Microsoft Teams, and then harnessing collective knowledge across the organization and informing and engaging the organization as well. Those are sort of the key vectors of growth.
Is the cloud driving that too? I mean, it's sort of like everything old is new again. One of the big things we cover on Search Content Management is digital asset management. Now, I've been a B2B tech journalist for 30 years, right? So, and digital asset management was like a huge thing when I started in 1993, and then it sort of went away, but now it's a huge story again as organizations are moving all of these images and movies to the cloud, and suddenly digital asset management has become a priority for companies that didn't care about it for 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, I'd say just more broadly, the content types have changed dramatically. So you think about sort of the heritage of SharePoint as being more focused around office collaboration. We now have over 300 content types, rich file viewers for all of those. So things like PDFs, medical images, DICOM images, photos, and then you mentioned videos as well. And so being able to both ingest and manage all of those content types with rich previewers, but then bringing in things like collaboration within those files. So the ability, for example, to add a comment while you're co-authoring a file and at mentioning somebody so that they actually get notified that somebody has modified the file or is asking for a comment. So really changing from just that rich office document collaboration, which we still have and are focused on, but really all kinds of content, whether it's digital asset management or beyond.
So how is AI going to be infused into SharePoint? Now, I can imagine search is one place, and as we spoke before the podcast, I speak with Microsoft MVPs who are admins and implementing SharePoint, and they're not exactly happy ambassadors all the time for you, but search has been a particular point of contention, right? How is AI going to help out search, and where else is AI going to be used in SharePoint?
So there's a couple of examples. One is just being able to automatically surface personalized and contextually relevant information when you go to SharePoint. So if you go to SharePoint Home or you're a SharePoint Mobile, the experience for you is going to be completely different, is completely different than what it is for me, right? Because the sites that come, the recommendations, the content that gets surfaced without me touching anything is contextualized based on AI. And that's based on the projects that I'm involved in, the emails that the Microsoft Graph knows that I'm sending with who, surfaces the people and the content that are relevant based on AI. So that's the overall user experience now is dynamic. Before you'd think of static sites.
Right, now, a big data silo. You can search here, or you can search there, or you can search there. But now you're saying AI is going to be able to bring all that together at once?
Makes the user experience dynamic based on the context of where I'm at and knowing what projects and information that I'm involved in throughout my organization. The other thing you mentioned is search. So we had a pretty big announcement here this week called Microsoft Search. So we have a new search capability that is actually using AI both from the Microsoft Graph and AI from Bing technology. And it's a new search capability that's not just in SharePoint. It's in SharePoint as well as Office and Office.com, coming to all of the endpoints inclusive of Windows, Edge, and Microsoft Search in Bing. So you actually, if you have an AID authenticated experience with Bing, you'll get to be able to search all of the information in your organization as well as outside. And that provides a consistent and cohesive search experience across all of Microsoft 365 experiences. And so it's a pretty big innovation. The other thing we announced is not just being able to search all of the information within your organization, but also connectors outside to other third-party repositories, that which will be coming in 2019.
Like Salesforce?
Very good example.
So what else is new in SharePoint here at Ignite that's coming in the next, you know, road mapping down the next... down the road as you can.
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, over the last year, the big things is I mentioned modernizing the platforms. We have now have a client side JavaScript application development framework called the SharePoint framework, and that has just seen a huge momentum in apps and extensibilities. The other is providing what's called communication sites, and so communication sites have a modern page model that allow you to create anybody to create very easily a dynamic, beautiful site. With common navigation and page layout that's responsive by design. So mobile sites and being able to use the new SharePoint mobile app. The other big thing that we announced in May that we showcased here is SharePoint Spaces, which is the notion of new mixed reality, three-dimension engaging experiences which create a new dimension to your intranet. And you can either use a headset or actually just experience that through the web experience as well. So it doesn't require, you know, a HoloLens or a headset to be able to experience that environment. So I think the sort of the next phase, as we've looked at modernizing the user experiences and really nailing the document collaboration experiences, is helping organizations reimagine their intranet and do that in a way that makes it more social, because we're embedding Yammer conversations, which we announced this week. We're making it video a first-class citizen with Microsoft Stream, so you can have live and on-demand events that are included as part of that, and being able to use AI, as I mentioned, to really make your internet more dynamic.
So getting back to, I guess, the biggest gripe, the Microsoft MVPs I talked to in Washington earlier this year at SharePoint Fest, and the first one to say it to me, I'm like, outlier, right? But I had multiple ones come up to me and swear that Microsoft is planning to kill SharePoint on-prem. They can't kill it fast enough, and they're going to piece off features of it to, you know, other things such as Power Apps or whatever, because they want to be done with it.
With a SharePoint server on-premises?
On-prem.
Yeah, got it. No, I mean, we have... 2 years ago, we announced that 50% of all SharePoint seats are now online in Office 365 instead of server. Last year, it was 60%. This year, it's 70%. So the adoption of SharePoint online as a part of Office 365 is happening even faster than I think a lot of us saw. And the reason for that is the user experiences are just better. We can deliver the mobile experience that I talked about. AI is possible within the cloud. And it was designed to work with all of the other applications in Office 365 powering content collaboration, versus sort of the old world of servers where you had sort of siloed products that weren't really designed to work together. And so we can provide both the best end user experience, the most value for our customers, and the best security and compliance. We're much sort of more comfortable with our customers knowing that they're in Office 365, that they're going to be secure, that they're going to be able to address all their compliance issues than they could on their own with our server product. Having said that, there's still that 30%, and we've said that we maintain commitment to those, and that hasn't changed. In fact, yesterday we announced SharePoint Server 2019, which is a new server product that will come out next month, and it really is the best server product that we have done to date. And a big reason for that is what we do is we take a snapshot of SharePoint Online, and then we create the SharePoint server from that. And so it benefits from all of the advancements that we've had, both running SharePoint Online globally at scale, so from an infrastructure standpoint, from a scale, from performance, all of those things. Now IT organizations can benefit if they want to run the server themselves, but also all the user experiences that I talked about, like the modern sites, modern communication sites, things like OneDrive, Files on Demand will now be available for on-premises customers. So while it's not the best user experience or value for our customers, we're still committed to the server, and I'm actually really excited about SharePoint Server 2019.
Yeah, and that message was like a almost but not quite confirmed rumor at this show, and somebody had let it slip. I don't know if it was an analyst under NDA or one of the, there are a few Microsoft folks there.
Letting it slip would make it seem like it was something that was going to happen, which it's never, that's never been the plan, and it isn't the plan.
No, I mean the 2019.
Oh, 2019,
like,
got it. Okay.
And all the, all your folks in the field who are implementing SharePoint or maintaining implementations, we were like, whew, at the
got
show.
It, yeah.
And there were a few Microsoft folks there presenting, so maybe somebody reassured somebody, and then it made its way through the whole show. But it came out that 2019 server would be there, and everybody's like, well, I guess I'll be employed for a couple more years, you know, walking around talking with their governmental clients and agencies and folks they're working with. So they were very happy, I'll tell you that much. So I guess, what do you see for the future of SharePoint, whether it is on-prem or in the cloud? I mean, as I said earlier, most software products or platforms or whatever are sunsetted by the time they hit SharePoint's age. So what do you see in the future?
Well, we really think it's at the beginning of a new era. And if you think about the future of the SharePoint conference that we did, it really was saying, with the new cloud world, with intelligent edge and intelligent cloud, how can we solve these problems that still exist, but use technologies like cloud and AI and mobile and social to solve them? And it really feels like we've made a lot of progress, but we're still at the beginning. When I talk about things like mixed reality and bringing a third dimension to your internet, if I think about the experiences of bringing all of the SharePoint capabilities into Microsoft Teams, which is our new hub for teamwork, and being able to have a modern application framework that doesn't require a PhD in SharePoint to be able to develop composite apps and then make those apps available both on your intranet and in Microsoft Teams. So I think there's some really big challenges. One of them that I'm really excited about is you have still a lot of these, even for customers who have SharePoint Online, have sort of antiquated intranets that were built on a premises, and the ability to then recreate those with Office 365 and have a place that connects people and content and apps across the organization and embeds things like Yammer and Stream so that you have sort of video as well as social conversations powered by intelligence and search that goes across those. I think there's just a huge opportunity for organizations to work more as a connected organization instead of in silos, and then still get the benefits of agile team collaboration with Microsoft Teams.
All right. Well, this has been great and informative. Thanks a lot for your time. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me, Don. Nice to meet you as well.